What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura, Dustin Fox, just 3 days away from the Browns taking on the Texans at First Energy Stadium, looking to get to 7-3. I know I said that yesterday, but I'm going to keep saying it because it's fun. Why not? We're 6-3, first place Browns. And Dustin, offensively, things are really clicking. 24-3 over the Bengals, obviously. Brian Hoyer continues to be the most efficient play-action passer in the NFL and the most efficient deep ball passer in the NFL, and he doesn't turn the ball over. Huge.
Can't say enough good things about what Brian Hoyer's done this season. Obviously leading the Browns to being the first place in the division, but he's not just managing the offense, he's making plays when they have to be made, and I give him a lot of credit. And you go back to last week, stats weren't great. You know, didn't even throw for 200 yards. Didn't have to. He made a ton of plays on third downs. The Browns' running game got really, really going in that ball game. Ran for 52 times, 52 carries in that game. So, look, the offense, especially with this makeshift offensive line that we have right now, doing a pretty good job.
No question. Nobody in the league has more yards passing off of play action than Brian Hoyer because of that ground game, which had been so good early in the season. Then it struggled. 159 yards in three games, 1.9 yards a carry before erupting. As you said, 52 carries a season high, 170 yards and three touchdowns. Can they keep that going? What gives you the confidence that what we saw against Cincy was a return to form, not an aberration?
Well, I think that now they found their guy in Terrence West. That's going to be their starting running back. He started last week. He got the bulk of the carries. He'll get the bulk of the carries again this week. You got to find a rhythm. And they've got three running backs. I think that has kind of been a double-edged sword for them because they do have three talented guys, but you have to find a way to get them all carries or at least find one guy to get involved. And now Ben Tate will kind of take a back seat here in this offense, and hopefully he's able to be a team guy about that. But Terrence West being the go-to guy, the way he performed against Cincinnati, he continues that this week against the Houston Texans. A great shot to win.
Season high, 22 carries for Terrence West last week. The Crow was involved as well, which is always exciting, at least to me. There it is, strong.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of birds, we're going to get the Hawk back this week, the team's leading receiver. What will that mean for Brian Hoyer in this offense?
I mean, think about what you went into the game last week with. I mean, Taylor Gabriel, Miles Austin, and that's basically it.
And Travis Benjamin, that was
it. Yeah, and T. Benjamin. So it's going to be huge to get him back. And think about this. Now, 2 weeks, this week and next week, you're going to have huge additions to your offense with Hawk this week and Josh Gordon next week, which will be a huge storyline as we get ready for that game. But we're going to focus on this game because this is the most important one to get to 7-3. But Hawk has been the number one target for Brian Hoyer so far this season. Been just such a pleasant surprise. Not the biggest guy in the world, but he is fast and he catches everything.
No question about it. And now, Brian Hoyer, we talked about how well he takes care of the football. It'll be nice to have his top target back in Andrew Hawkins. But the Texans have a guy named J.J. Watt who might be the best player in the National Football League that isn't a quarterback, absolutely dominant on defense, and he's the big reason why the Texans lead the league with 21 takeaways. Yeah. What do you do against a guy like J.J. Watt?
I think you try and contain him.
That's
all you can do.
You can't hope to stop him.
Yeah, he's so good. And you think about when they drafted him in 2011, first round. Since then, they've been the number one team in the league in quarterback hits.
Yep.
So Brian Hoyer's, he's going to get hit in this game. He's got to be ready. He's got to be able to deal with it. But, it's adversity. They know that between Clowney and J.J. Watt, they're going to have a challenge, both our bookends, Mitchell Schwartz and Joe Thomas. But I feel like they're up to the challenge. But, again, you're not going to be able to stop him completely. He's too dominant of a player. But if you can, again, try and contain him just a little bit, give Brian enough time to get rid of the football. That's why we like his quick release because he's able to get rid of that thing real hot, and having Hawkins back as well will be big.
That's right. Hopefully J.J. Watt doesn't force any game-changing turnover-type plays. That's what you have to do. He's going to make plays. You just hopefully they aren't those devastating kinds. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for tuning into our offensive preview of the Browns and the Texans here on Cleveland Browns Today.